At the opening on a recent Thursday night, there were tattoos everywhere, framed photos of them on the walls, and the real thing on many of the people looking at the photos. More tattoos than at a waterfront bar, but it was bright and clean, and everyone was sober.
So let me introduce you to Vanessa and Val.
I met with Laura Orleans, executive director at the Fishing Heritage Center. We found a quiet spot in her office, and she told me the exhibit was the result of an event that Rhode Island Public Radio had covered back in 2015.
This was an outgrowth of a contest that we did 2 years ago at the Working Waterfront Festival, where we had people with tattoos, nautical tattoos, parade across the stage and not only show off the tattoo, but tell the story behind it. And so that's what we've tried to do a bit with the exhibit as well.
Was this your idea?
Yes and no. So a friend actually from Rhode Island, John Campbell, who's a musician and artist, mentioned to me some years ago that he's noticed that there are quite a lot of interesting tattoos on the waterfront. Waterfronts everywhere, not just in New Bedford. And so, you know, he said, you really should get into documenting that. I think a lot of older people don't understand the tattoo culture. Personally, I don't have any tattoos and don't plan to get any, but having seen the artistry, you can't help but respect it. And I also think that the stories behind these images are really interesting. In the fishing community, people often have a tattoo that speaks about somebody that they've lost, you know, a shipmate that they've lost at sea, maybe somebody that they're missing at home. One of the stories is this guy who has Popeye tattooed, and he said, my captain used to call me Popeye because he always thought it was amazing how strong I was, even though I'm this tall, lanky guy. And then he died, and when he died, I wanted to commemorate him, so I got Popeye tattooed.
When it came to picking a photographer to document these tattoos and their owners for the exhibit, Orleans knew just the right person. Phil Mello, a local man with deep experience in photography and the New Bedford waterfront.
Phil's a good friend. He's actually the chairman of the board of the Fishing Heritage Center, and I've known Phil for a number of years. He has carried a camera on his back since the mid-70s. He actually manages a fish processing plant by day, but documents the fishing industry all the time and from the inside.
Mello was at the exhibit that night. He told me what he shared with Laura Orleans and with me, for that matter.
I don't have a tattoo. I'm 64 years old and, you know, never wanted to have one, but I think they're kind of cool.
How difficult is it to photograph a tattoo?
We just had the people come in and take a picture of them, tell their story about the tattoo. We've got a small tent and we set up a white screen, you know, a white backdrop, and I brought one studio strobe with me. We had one very interesting tattoo where on the fella's arm it said, live to fish, and then you tipped it upside down and it said, fish to live, which was kind of cool. We documented that with two different photographs here.
There are 14 different tattoos documented and framed by Mello and hanging on the wall at the Fishing Heritage Center. Now I wanted to find someone in the crowd whose tattoo had been memorialized. I did.
My name is Amy Lynn Lorick. I live in Fall River.
And the tattoo on her back?
It's a mother and baby humpback whale. They're jumping out of a book, and there's kind of outer space above them. And it symbolizes how education opened up new worlds for me. And it all started when I was younger. I was a foster child when I was growing up. And I got a hold of the idea as a child that whales travel together in packs and stay together for their entire life. And I was determined from that point on that someday I'd have a family and we would stay together for life. I was a reader a lot as a child, and I went on to college, and now I'm in grad school. And so the tattoo just kind of symbolizes how I believe that I've been able to break the pattern in my family history of families being separated by educating myself.
When you were in this contest, you were pregnant, right?
Yes, I was pregnant with my second child.
So you have carried on that family tradition that you wanted to establish.
Absolutely, yep. I have my two little ones here with me right now.
Well, Amy, congratulations on the picture in the exhibit. It's beautiful, and on your family.
Thank you so much.
The exhibit is called Nautical Tattoos and the Stories Behind Them. It's running now through October 1st at the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center. The center is open Thursdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.